At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The sports betting landscape from coast to coast. This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show. It is Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. I'm Mike Pritchard, your host from Vegas, your other host on the East Coast out in Boston, the only one and only Josh Applebaum. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing great. Most of all, welcome back from your vacation, Pritch. We all missed you here at the network, and it's great to have you back in the big seat there. But so much to get to. I mean, I don't even remember last time we talked, but it's just been crazy here in the sports betting world. Pritch, we can go back, obviously, to the NBA draft, which I kind of want to put in my back mirror and really not for, remember it ever. It was a huge play there, obviously, with a lot of steam toward Jabari Smith. Woj right. got the inside information wrong, but your guy, Paolo Banchero, ended up going one overall. And then, of course, NBA, this free agency frenzy here. Where will Kevin Durant go? A ton of stuff going on right now, Pritch. So get ready. We're going to get back at it here. I'm excited. Josh Towers will join us today. Talk a bunch of MLB, some futures bets. I really like the card today. Maybe we'll get a WNBA play here, Pritch. Okay. But most of all, how was your vacation? Oh. How you feeling? Are you excited to be back? We missed you,
Ben. I'm excited to be back, but I do have to give a shout out to Ben Wilson, who was crushing it for sure here on BAA and all other shows as well here in the network. So shout out to Ben Wilson. Great, great job, man. He's so talented, Josh. I don't think a lot of people realize how talented Ben Wilson is. They will soon realize that, certainly. So shout out to Ben. You guys were crushing it. But I do want to say this. Okay, my vacation, I haven't had a vacation since I've been with VSiN, so I got it in, Josh. I got it all in. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Carlos Santana concert out there with family and friends in the Bay Area, San Jose. Got up north to some cooler weather, and then wine country, man. I highly recommend it. Napa, Sonoma, Josh. So, yeah, for almost 2.5 weeks, man, I got it in during vacation, but excited to be back, excited to cash some tickets. Don't forget about those Avs, too, who won the Stanley Cup championship right there. So credit to that organization getting it done. Some great bets, too, out there in Colorado and Denver in particular. People have some big tickets on the Avs going wire to wire for the season, holding on to those tickets, those futures. So it's important, the information that we deliver to the audience, Josh, about futures. You can cash in and cash some nice tickets with those situations. Let's get to the big show, though. You mentioned Josh Towers. He's going to come up in a matter of minutes. But I do want to get to Kevin Durant and requesting that trade. Now, the market is interesting here for Durant. The Suns plus 125. I don't know where that's coming from. The Raptors plus 250. It was interesting. Some rumors there. And then the Nets plus 300 here for Durant, his team, that you can find there at Bet Rivers if you're looking for that price or that situation, that market. But, you know, the Nets are in no rush to trade Kevin Durant. So is this a bet that you're willing to stay away from a while?
I think unless you have some insider information here, Pritch, it's really kind of a tough bet to cash because, number one, just the fact that the Nets are the third best odds for his team next year,
right,
plus 300 after he requests a trade, what does that tell us? Does that tell us that will he rescind that trade request? Well, you know, he's under contract for four more years. Will the Nets say, hey, we didn't find a trade partner. We wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, give you your best shot here at the team you want to go to. But maybe it's, hey, will he just stay where he is? Maybe Kyrie gets dealt. Obviously, we saw Kyrie opt in and Durant request a trade the very next day. So maybe if you get rid of Kyrie, Durant will be more inclined to stick around in Brooklyn. That surprises me a lot. You know, Pritch, a lot of these, you know, NBA insiders, Woj, Shams Charania, what we're hearing is the Suns and the Heat are two teams that Kevin Durant has at the top of his wish list. The Suns are plus 125, so obviously they're the favorite to make a deal here. But it could be a little complicated because, you know, what we've heard from the Brooklyn Nets is that if they're going to make a trade with Durant to the Suns, they want Devin Booker back. And Devin Booker right. just signed a huge extension here, so I don't really think the Suns are inclined to trade Booker. I think the whole point of bringing in Kevin Durant is to pair him up with Booker and with Chris Paul. So I think if the Suns are the team that Durant goes to, it's got to be centered around Mikal Bridges or Cam Johnson or a bunch of young players and draft picks. So that's something to keep an eye out for. Now, the Heat are always an option, Pritch, because as you know, great weather. You have, you know, lower taxes down there. Everyone wants to go to South Beach. Obviously, LeBron kind of got that thing going. But a lot of talent with the Miami Heat. And is there a Tyler Hero trade to be centered upon a Kevin Durant move? That makes sense to me. Now, the Raptors are intriguing because I didn't really consider them as an option here, really, but they do have a lot of young talent. Obviously, you know, taxes and different things going to Canada, that could complicate it a little bit. But I am not going to dismiss the Golden State Warriors here, Pritch. You know, this is a team that went way over the cap to keep it all their star players. They're willing to spend way over the luxury tax. The fact that the Warriors are 16-1, I think it's probably unlikely that Durant goes back to the Warriors. This is a guy that, you know, won a couple championships with the Warriors, obviously left. They win it without him. I think if he goes back to Golden State, you know, his legacy will be, hey, great player, but he had to go to Golden State to win championships. That's one thing that I think is going to keep Durant from going back to Golden State, but they're willing to spend a lot of money. And if he just cares about championships, you know, they have one of the best odds here at around plus 600. So don't sleep on the Warriors here, Pritch. But I do think, you know, the Suns, the Heat, and maybe the Raptors, those are the teams that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I mean, KD wants to get away from the dysfunction. And so if you think about a landing spot for KD, it's got to be something where the locker room is strong. Like you mentioned Golden State, I think that would be a tremendous opportunity right there for KD if that happens. Now, the Nets dysfunctional at this moment, but could they make trades too to kind of satisfy or make KD happy too? So plus 300 for the Nets. At this point, that's where I'm inclined to think that what's going to happen to KD. He's going to remain with the Nets. I mean, they're in no rush. And then you got to find a trade partner who wants to trade, who wants to dance with the Nets that way, and what they're willing to give up for a guy like KD.
And you got to make the money work too, Pritch. That's a really difficult thing here because Durant obviously is locked in at a huge, you know, annual value here, upwards of, you know, $40 million. I think at the end of his deal, his fourth year, he's set to make like $55 million a year. So you got to make the money work, you know, with the Warriors. You know, is it something centered around, you know, Wiggins here and Weissman or, you know, one of these younger draft picks, Kuminga? Could you make that happen? But I keep going back to the fact of he requested a trade from the Nets. You would think the odds makers would put the Nets at like 100-1, Pritch, to have him be on their team next year, yet they have the third best odds. I think just from the standpoint of, doesn't make sense, looks too good to be true, you know, what is going on here? The fact that it's so fishy that the Nets are, you know, the third best odds, maybe there is a reunion to be made if they can kind of, you know, patch this thing together, maybe ship Kyrie to the Lakers, Pritch, who knows?
Right, a lot of times a player like this, on this caliber, on his level, they make noise like this to alert the organization to do something different. So I like the plus 300 situation for KD to actually remain with the Nets. We'll see what the rumor mill can drum up, though. Okay, let's get to college football, Josh, because we're actually this Thursday, we're going to be 4 weeks after this Thursday, 4 weeks away from a preseason game in the National Football League. But college football is right in front of us as well. We've had some realignment happening. We had some news that USC and UCLA announced they're leaving the Pac-12 for the Big 10 in 2024. What happens to my Buffs? I'll get to that in a minute. But my thoughts here, Josh, so the super conferences were in play a long time ago. years ago when we first saw realignment. And so now we're seeing it play out right in front of us, and it's all engineered for the TV dollars, Josh. Those media markets, you think about UCLA and USC, the package deal of OU and Texas going to the SEC, that's just going to bolster these super conferences for these mega TV deals that are on the horizon. You're talking about ESPN and Fox, the two players right now. I think NBC is going to get involved, maybe CBS too. But right now, you're thinking about these super conferences building themselves up for these mega TV deals, Josh. From a betting standpoint, you got free agency already in college football. You got these super conferences forming in college football. I think as bettors, we're going to have to start thinking of college football from a professional standpoint.
I think you're right, Pritch, and maybe we'll take a moniker from our morning show on VSiN, follow the money, because that's what these teams are doing here, Pritch. Obviously, it's all about generating money, and if you don't make enough money, you're going to want to go to a new conference that will give you a bunch of exposure, TV rights, TV money to flow in, and again, this is really what these teams are looking for. So, you know, I'll defer to you what this means for the future of college football, Pritch. Part of me kind of gets excited because I think with these super conferences, maybe we get a little more competition, a little more parity. We shall see. You know, will Georgia or Alabama be challenged, you know, in the Big Ten? You know, how will these, powerhouse teams kind of react to some of these other teams joining them? You know, we shall see. But Pritch, in your opinion, having, you know, been a, you know, a college football player, is this good for college football? Or is this maybe, you know, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, and could there be, you know, negative repercussions to these realignments?
We shall see if it's good for college football. I think it will be, to be honest with you, Josh, because we're going to get what we all want. And that's the true tournament in college football. We have to wait till 2026 until we get rid of the four teams, the college football playoff that ESPN currently owns right now. So in order to get to the expansion, I think we have to get to what Herb Street mentioned, the style with the Big Ten and the SEC forming these super conferences, kind of like the NFC, AFC, and the National Football League. Therefore, you can invite teams to the tournament. Maybe not as many teams as the National Football League will see, because the calendar year won't allow that to happen in college football. But the expansion away from four teams, we shall see that. We will see that. I think that's what this is engineered to do, to be honest with you, Josh. You already have the tournament in college basketball. With these super conferences, I think it paves the way to have the tournament the way that we all want it in college football as well.
Oh, I'm right there up your alley, Pritch. I think this would be fantastic. We all know how exciting, obviously, March Madness is. Everyone fills out their bracket. Even if you don't watch any college basketball all year, everyone wants to get a part of that excitement here. So college football, again, we have to wait a few more years, Pritch, but yeah. I'm right there with you. This leads us closer to a bracket style, college football tournament where, you know, maybe in some different sports, like your division winners, you know, obviously get a top seed, and you have wild cards, maybe these smaller conferences. I think that would be a massive moneymaker. And again, everyone gets excited filling out their college basketball brackets. Imagine just the excitement that this would bring to college football if we can fill out brackets and, you know, Alabama's the one seed and it's a 16 team or a 24 or 32. I just think that's the next thing that the college football organization overall should look toward. And if this brings us closer to that, then sign me up. I think it's a great move.
Yeah, and as bettors, you said follow the money. So college football flexing right now and showing that they can be a professional league themselves, Josh, with the NILs and then now these super conferences. And the TV deals are right around the corner right there. So as bettors, that's going to be very, very exciting. Hey, everybody, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM is all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Just download the app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID. Open an account. Start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21 and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Josh Towers in studio. Coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here, and for only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today, and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/summer. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you today. And so is our next guest, Josh Towers, retired MLB pitcher, a VSiN MLB analyst in studio with us. JT, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. You?
Doing great. Refreshed.
You're back.
Yes, I am. And thanks for the, last year, last week. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
It was last week.
Okay. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
I feel guilty not bringing it today.
That's okay. I got to get to this American League Cy Young situation because big movement on Ohtani from 40-1 to 12-1, right? So you focus on that a little bit, but how do we forget about Justin Verlander at this moment?
JV.
I know, 10-3 at 39 years old, off of Tommy John surgery, and Houston is rolling too. He's plus 275. I mean, as a better or betters, should we pay attention to the movement of Ohtani down to 12-1 or kind of focus at the top there with Justin Verlander?
Is it even JV? I mean, I've been talked about this a lot. I mean, Shane McClanahan, if it ends right now, is winning the Cy Young.
Okay.
Again, my personal opinion, I've said this many times, I don't think Kevin Cash is going to allow Shane McClanahan to continue to go seven innings all year.
Right.
I think at some point they're going to back him off, and so that scares me with the innings pitch thing. But again, if it ended right now, that kid's been the best in baseball. I don't even know how to compare or talk about what he's done. It's on such a different level right now. And then, of course, you got Justin Verlander, who's doing his thing. Framber Valdez is climbing the charts very fast. He's just been dominant. And so, again, for me, like, there's a lot of cool things when we look at these numbers. But I think with how many great pitchers we have and how many people are doing really good things, I think it's the stretch run of, like, August will tell us a lot more. September, obviously. But you got to love the Verlanders with the experience. And, I mean, you're 10-3 with the 2 ERA. Right now you're mixing one bad day, and then you go shut everybody out for a couple weeks. Like, there's just been some really good pitching in the American League. So it's going to be tough.
Josh, it's great to see you. And I think you hit something really important here. Number one, McClanahan. I think this is really important that you mentioned this. His numbers are great. As you mentioned, 9-3, 1.74 ERA. He's the favorite right now, plus 250. But he's only in his second year. And again, his innings are really going up. He had 123 last year. He's already at 98 right now. Do they pull him back a little bit and, you know, say, hey, great young pitcher, but we don't want to overwork you in your second year. So I'd be a little careful laying the chalk here with McClanahan if they kind of pull the reins back on him later in the year. But in terms of another really good pitcher, taking the mound today, Josh, Max Scherzer is coming back from the injured list here. He's on the road at the Cincinnati Reds. We've seen a big move in favor of the Mets. They're like minus 185 up to minus 200. Number one, when you were in the minors, Josh, did a star player come in and spend $7,000 to buy you and the whole team lunch and give you AirPods? And number two, your thoughts on Scherzer coming back from the injured list today?
I wish this was a day game, then I'd say bet first inning, yes. It's very good for the Mets, obviously. It's very exciting, and you got him pitching against a team that's not very good. So, I mean, it's a good situation all the way around for Max Scherzer and the New York Mets. I can't lay 210 on him at any point. I'm not like 210 really anyway. So I'd be a little bit like, for me as a better, I want to watch this game first. I mean, I know he did well in the minor leagues, but the minor leagues are a different minor leagues than what we're used to, yeah. Right? There's too many guys at levels they shouldn't be at, so it's easier for us to pitch there. Now he's coming back to the big leagues where it counts, right? So I want to see what Max looks like. I want to let him, work himself back in. I can't imagine he's going too deep. So, like, for me, today's game is it's probably a stay away. And as far as 7,000, there's been a lot of meals bought, man, I'll tell you that. And I told these guys off air, I wish that never got publicized because everybody does something like this when they're on rehab assignments. Jacob DeGrom's done it a million times over the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and we don't hear what he spends, right? I just wish it never came out because it makes it look like one guy's done more than the other. And this has been something that's been a part of baseball for
decades. Oh, my gosh.
Decades.
You guys are too sensitive, man. I mean, come on. I was the first
rounder.
But he
doesn't want it. Max didn't want this to come out.
Who cares? I was the first rounder and had to pay.
Right. That's my point. Did you put it on Twitter?
Well,
you
no,
put
we didn't
it?
Have Twitter back then. But it was expected, though. It was expected,
it
though.
Is. It's
so baseball
part of,
players can't handle that?
It's 100% a part of the game, like you said. I just don't think that it should come out because it makes one guy look like everybody else doesn't do anything. Okay. Everybody does it.
Okay. You're right. You're right about that.
Maybe not to the point of gifts, right? But
we're speaking with Josh Towers, retired.
You got rookie Hayes, too?
Of course.
That a baby?
Of course.
I love when they take you out to dinner and walk out on the bill and you got to pay it.
Yeah. Well, they set me up, too. It's a long story. I cannot
next week
tell the story right now. We don't have enough time. Josh Towers, a retired MLB pitcher, VSiN MLB analyst here at the network. How do you handle the Yankees at this point playing Pittsburgh? I mean, it's minus 200. Do you do that? I mean, as well as they're playing, as they're hitting the ball, crushing it, or do you find other ways to bet with the Yankees?
Yeah, I guess this would be a team this year so far if you did it where you're laying this money and you're actually getting rewarded, but it's not a long-term endeavor. I mean, your money's safer betting the Orioles every day as good as they've been, right? Yeah. And it's easy to go to Pittsburgh and kind of shut it down. And again, Jameson Taillon has not pitched well in his last five starts, but yet he's won the last five because the Yankees score a ton of runs. But it's also, again, it's one of those places where you can kind of relax a little bit and the media attention's not quite there what they're used to. It's an easy, like, off series. And I'm not saying Pittsburgh's going to win, but I'm saying that it's not the place I want to lay 200 on the Yankees, and Taillon's not the guy I want to chase right now.
Yeah.
Josh, let me throw another one at you. And for whatever reason, every Tuesday you come on, your favorite pitcher is always on the mound, Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins here. So,
hey, book it, 140, book it.
Yeah, 140. And again, you could get plus 175 at BetMGM right now for the Cy Young. So unlike the AL where you have, McClanahan and Verlander kind of co-favorites, it's really Alcantara and no one else is close. The next best odds are Corbin Burns, Joe Musgrove at plus 600. So Josh, today you have Thor, obviously Syndergaard against Alcantara. Seen a bit of a move here toward Miami. They open like minus 130. They're moving as we speak right now. They're up to around minus 140, minus 145. You have correlative betting, favorite low total here. I laid it with Miami here. Is that a bet that you would make as well, Josh, or is there value to maybe buying low on the Angels at plus money in an interleague matchup?
No, when I saw this line today, this is the first one I was like, all right, just blindly bet this one. Like that's the way I feel about Sandy Alcantara and how good he is. Not to mention the Marlins have won five in a row. You're asking me to back the Angels, who we can't trust. He's up and down. He's really good or he's really bad. The offense for the Angels isn't really there. Like, there's too many question marks for the Angels. And again, you're going against the best in the game at home when the Marlins have won five in a row. Like, to me, I thought this line was too low. That's why I like 140 on the Marlins.
Indicator here with the Mets and Cincinnati total being 9, Scherzer back. I mean, how long do you expect him to be in this game?
5 innings.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and if they get a lead, right, why push him? Like, he says he's ready, but they want to make sure, right? And so I know he's back. And again, I mean, if it was Jacob DeGrom, he'd be 4 innings and he's out, right? They're not gonna push him. Max is not going 7. I would be shocked. I would trust him. He's earned that. But I just don't think they're going to push him. And so, again, like, it's a lot of people I think we're going to see pitch tonight.
I'm with you, Josh, and I'll throw this one at you, too. Looking at the American League Rookie of the Year, I know this is a positional player bet, not a pitcher bet, but Julio Rodriguez, who's been fantastic for Seattle, hit another homer the other day. His numbers are starting to look really, really impressive. If you kind of extrapolate it out, I mean, at the end of the year, this could be some really incredible numbers from this rookie. He's minus 275 right now for the American League Rookie of the Year. I know it's a minus number on a futures bet. You know, it's really tough for bettors to lay a minus number and have to wait that long and tie up your bankroll, but really no one else is close. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. from the Royals, Jeremy Pena, they're both plus 600. Even though this is a big number, is it Rodriguez's award to win here, Josh, the outfielder from Seattle?
I mean, at this point, it's him or Pena, right? Like Bobby Witt, he's going to fade. He's only hitting 233. He's got some pretty cool numbers. He'll see most of the season, but I can't see him in that offense really doing what he needs to do to catch this guy or what Jeremy Pena is going to do to help that team win. It's Julio Rodriguez for sure. Like, this kid's amazing. I mean, 20 bags, 15 homers. He's getting all the pub right now, and rightfully so. He deserves it, and he's, like, the most humble, nicest kid you'll ever meet as well. So I think right now it's definitely Julio Rodriguez. I don't like laying negative money at any point on futures bets. I think it's tough. Like, that's why preseason you take a couple at decent odds. And sometimes people do walk away with it pretty quick, and then you're like, okay, it's pretty safe to say we can take this. But right now, it's definitely Julio Rodriguez. And again, like, going back to what I said, my son texted me yesterday and goes, hey, you should take Julio Rodriguez to win AL Rookie of the Year. It's a plus 550. And I was like, bro, there's no one in the world is plus 550, right? So my 19-year-old son's giving me this information. It's out there. Everybody's going to start hammering him. Yeah. I think minus money is very tough to jump on. But again, I think he's the guy right now.
You saw the triple play, right?
Oh, wow, yeah, I saw that.
I mean, is that a fireable offense?
You can't get tripled up on that, like, especially as the trail runner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Like, okay, so I'm going to get off as far as I can get back on a tag. And when I see him catch it, right, then I go back. And so the first guy misses it and thinks he didn't catch it. My third base coach is there to stop you, saying he caught it, right? Well, the trail runner is actually the first base. He's running, watching the play the whole time.
Right.
It's impossible that this happened. But a good team to happen to. They needed that.
Huh?
The White Sox needed that.
Okay.
They needed that little wake-up call, that little embarrassment, I think.
They've been embarrassing kind of
all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a fireable offense. I mean, come on.
I think for one of the guys it is. I think for the first base runner, it's 100% a fireable offense. All right. You're watching the play live.
Right. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, guys. Josh, good seeing you.
Absolutely.
Good seeing you, bud.
Coming up next, our preview of the Green Bay Packers right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Zen Nicotine Pouches is a fresh way to enjoy nicotine. Nicotine pouches are smoke-free, spit-free, and are made with food-grade ingredients. Simply just open a child restraint lid and place the pouch between your upper lip and gum for up to 1 hour of real nicotine satisfaction. Zen is available in 10 varieties and 2 strengths. 3 milligrams for fresh nicotine satisfaction, 6 milligrams for even more nicotine enjoyment. Simple and discreet. You can enjoy Zen anywhere and anytime. Find your freedom, find your satisfaction, find your Zen. Visit Zen.com. That's ZYN.com to learn more and to find Zen nicotine pouches near you. Zen nicotine pouches are for adults over 21 who currently use tobacco nicotine. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you. So Josh, in our Bets Bet segment at the end of the show, after this segment, I'm going to reveal my baseball play. And I was going to pick the mind of Josh Towers on it, but I'm curious about what you think. That's a tease for a game that I have on my radar coming up. But let's preview the Green Bay Packers, shall we? The Green Bay Packers win total 10.5. The over minus 145, good grief. The under plus 120. To make the playoffs, okay, yes, minus 450. They are going to make the playoffs. It's just how are they going to make the playoffs, Josh? And I think that's where the win total comes into play for me and the question. Because are the Packers going to tinker a little bit? And I'll reveal why they have to do that in a minute. But I want your thoughts here. 10.5 win total is juiced up minus 145. Are you inclined to go over here?
So I am inclined to go over here, Pritch. I know we're laying a minus 145 here, but if you look at the win total at BetMGM, it's 10.5 over minus 145. At DraftKings, it's 11. Now, you may not think it's that big of a difference. You know, if you look at the last 3 years, Pritch, you can pretty much, you know, death taxes in Green Bay winning 13 games the last 3 years, 13-3, 13-3, 13-4 last year. So obviously LaFleur and this connection with Rodgers has been extremely productive. Now, you get into the playoffs, it's a totally different story here, Pritch. But to me, the over 10.5, minus 145 is the play. I don't want to go, you know, 11-5 and push that bet. I want to win that over 10.5. And I think to your point, you know, I think you change your style of play a little bit with Aaron Rodgers and obviously losing Davante Adams. You know, the old school Packers or the previous Packers from the last few years have been this really high scoring team that generates a ton of offense. But I think you're kind of changing a little bit stylistically because, you know, your receiving core as it stands today, Pritch, Sammy Watkins, who they were kind of bought low on here. They still have Alan Lazard. Randall Cobb is still around. The guy that you were really high on in the draft, Christian Watson, he's maybe going to get some time there as well. But really what they did is kind of devote a lot of their draft capital to the defensive side of the ball, drafting a couple Georgia players, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, really solidified, you know, your front seven there. So I think on the one hand, anytime you see like a big star player leave a team, I think the first inclination like that when the public sees Davante Adams leaving the Packers, it's, oh, they're going to take a step back. They're going to be much worse without having Davante Adams anymore. But I kind of look at it the other way. Maybe you lose a little bit, you know, of your offensive firepower losing Adams, but I think you're more of a well-rounded team devoting a lot of these picks here to your defense. So I'll take the over 10.5, minus 145. I also think one thing to bank on is kind of an easy schedule. They have the 11th easiest schedule this year based upon their opponent's win record from last year. Their opponents last year went 137 and 150. That's just a 478 win percentage. You're still in that, you know, kind of bad division here, even though, again, I'm a soft spot for Detroit. They cover numbers for me quite a bit last year, but Detroit, Chicago, again, what do you get from the Vikings? Maybe they're a little bit competitive against the Packers. I just kind of like the fact that I feel like we're buying low on the Packers because they lost Davante Adams. And to your point, minus 450 to make the playoffs, really no value there laying a big number like that. I'd go division here, minus 175. And I do think Aaron Rodgers, he's plus 1,000 right now to win MVP, Pritch. What if he makes all these, you know, kind of not as star players as we're accustomed to, these, you know, Lazards and maybe Sammy Watkins. If he can make a you know, lemonade out of lemons here with these wide receiver group that maybe, sure, you know, theoretically takes a step back. Plus 1,000 Rodgers. I could see the storyline now. He loses Adams. They still go 13-4. Plus 1,000 could be worth a flyer. But Pritch, let me throw it to you. What's your take on the Packers going into this year?
Well, of course he's going to make those guys better. I mean, he's an all-timer. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play a game. But the goal is to win a Super Bowl. Like the last 3 years, they've had 13 win seasons, Josh, and no Super Bowl appearance. Let alone, you know, playoffs. You look at what they did against San Francisco. So I think there's going to be some tinkering going on. Therefore, that could affect that win total, in my opinion. Because when teams tinker, like, we got to figure this out. They got 9 home games because the NFC is going to have those extra home games. Feeling pretty good about the Packers at home this year. Always up there at Lambeau. But when you think about tinkering and getting guys incorporated into the offense, like a Christian Watson, who I think is going to be fantastic. Aaron Rodgers, too, maybe evolving a little bit. They only had 13 rushing touchdowns last year, Josh. They need to help that situation, to help out Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. See, to me, the season for the Packers is not about winning 13 games this year, right? It's about what do we have to do to answer critical questions that plague us right now in the playoffs. Like, we can average 26.5 points per game, but yet score one touchdown in the playoffs at home against San Francisco. You have to tinker. So I see this situation with the over juiced up, you know, 11 games, whatever, if you want to go that way, or 12 games even, depending on where you shop. I think with the Packers tinkering a little bit this year, that could be in jeopardy. Like, it's all about just making the playoffs, in my opinion, for the Packers and making sure that they're right for a playoff run to the Super Bowl.
So that makes a lot of sense. And again, you know, the goal isn't to win 13 games, it's to win the Super Bowl. So now that you have, you know, relatively easy schedule here, the 11th easiest, do you, you know, kind of, you know, it's almost like a, you know, kind of, you know, try different things or tweak some things or try something new. It's almost like in spring training when a Major League Baseball pitcher says, hey, I may get knocked around, but this game doesn't mean too much. So I'm just going to throw my curveball and try to, you know, hone in on this. But to me, Pritch, I think you hit the nail on the head, whereas this is a team that I'm not really interested in Super Bowl futures with. I don't really want to take, you know, to win the NFC, to win the Super Bowl. To me, when you have this great regular season team, but you can't get over the hump in the playoffs, I know Rodgers did win it, you know, a long time ago, won the Super Bowl. But to me, this is a team that you really try to make the most hay you can from a bankroll standpoint on their regular season. So it's a little bit worrisome that they may have to tinker a bit here. But I think the fact that you're still in kind of a division that it's really yours and no one else's. And yes, every year the Vikings, you know, might steal a game here. You might split with them. I just think despite missing Devontae Adams, you still have a very well-rounded team. You do have also obviously the home field advantage at Lambeau. When the weather gets bad and teams have to travel up there, that's a huge advantage. But I'll throw this at you too, Pritch. Like, they have one of the latest bye weeks. Their bye week is week 14. When you were playing, Pritch, did you want a bye week in the middle of the season? Did you want it early? Did you want it late? From a former player's perspective, how does a late bye in week 14 maybe affect this team?
Well, it sets up because, I mean, it's all about December football, really. When you're talking about the Green Bay Packers, you know, just don't disqualify yourself early on in the season. And you start the first four or five games, you have a legitimate shot of staying in the playoff picture that way. You coast through the regular season as well. But then when you line up your games for the stretch run, Josh, into December and January, that's when you want to be peaking. So, to be honest with you, with a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers surviving, he's got some youngsters around him too. That bye week, I think, could be a pretty nice situation for the Packers right there, coming as they have that stretch run. You got the Rams and the Dolphins on the road, and then the Vikings and the Lions. Who's to say what that game against the Lions is going to even mean at that point? It could mean a lot, to be honest with you. But from a win total standpoint, I'm skeptical of the 10.5 over. Yes, to make the playoffs, that's going to happen because you have Aaron Rodgers. The tinkering comes in too, Josh, because Aaron Rodgers is the number one quarterback in the red zone for touchdown passes. But you only had 13 rushing touchdowns last year. They're going to have to increase that, in my opinion, especially when you get into the playoffs, because you think about what they did against San Francisco in the playoffs as an offense. I mean, you had 10 drives, and we know drives get condensed in the playoffs, right? You go from 13, averaging 13 during a regular season. Now you're in the playoffs. You have 10 drives. And on that 10 drives, you have a touchdown, but six of them ended up in punts. One was blocked. You had a fumble as well. I mean, you cannot be effective that way. You cannot win playoff games that way. So that's why I think the Packers are going to tinker. I think the defense will be improved to help them tinker along the way offensively as well.
And I can also see the Packers being kind of an under team each week, Pritch, because a lot of times when you see, you know, the betting percentages on NFL Sunday, it's almost always the star quarterbacks in their teams, a ton of betting to the over. So like Aaron Rodgers, Packers, every week, it's like 80% of bets on the over. Mm-hmm. What if they kind of change their style of play? Maybe they're not as high powered offensively, but you play great defense. You win more, you know, 24-17 type games. I think that could be worth a look as well. And then to your point with the running backs, you still have obviously Aaron Jones, who's incredibly dynamic, but AJ Dillon is a guy that I thought was a pretty good pick out of Boston College, entering, you know, what is it, his third year, fourth year with Green Bay. To me, that's a guy that you really can start to lean on here. Obviously, he's had some injury concerns, but that, you know, stable of running backs, you play great defense. It's almost like they're kind of maybe a throwback team here, Pritch. Yeah. So you know, like the pre, you know, fantasy NFL that we see now. So maybe that bodes better for their chances long term. But of course, you got to fix your special teams. You still have Rodgers, though. And again, when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, to me, that's a kind of a team that I look toward betting and over with.
How about the Super Bowl 12-1? If they figure it out, Josh, if they tinker the right way, figure it out. I mean, 12-1, that's not bad.
It's not. And I mean, do you cash that, or do they get the NFC Championship or maybe the Super Bowl and you can hedge it? I don't know. I just think, to me, with the Packers, it's like, how many times can you fool me and be the number one seed all year and then have a, you know, big exit there early in the playoffs? So it's not a bad number. I'm just wary of them actually doing it, Rich.
They fooled themselves. I mean, 3 years in a row, 13 win seasons. And what do they have? Bupkis. Nothing. I mean, nothing. Aaron's got his money, though. So LaFleur, he's going to have to tinker with that offense to make sure that they're ready to go in the playoffs. Okay, best bets come up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The action never stops at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code VSiN1000 and your first bet is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM state-of-the-art app offers a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, daily boosted odds specials, and much more. No matter what your favorite sport is, you'll find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code VSIN1000 to make your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21. It's a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada or New York. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you. So Josh, bets time. Say that three times. Best bets time. I got one for you. I do. I found it earlier. I bet the Seattle Mariners. Now it's moved against me. I got them at plus 115. They're at plus 123 here on our board right now against the Padres. The reason why, you got a good pitcher in Gilbert on the road. The momentum's with the Mariners right now, not with the Padres. I would call it a slump right now for the Friars, but they do have Clevinger on the bump. 7.5 is the total. Padres minus 130 at home. What do you think?
So first off, Gilbert, as you mentioned, Pritch, plus 3,500 to win the Cy Young. Probably unlikely to happen, but if you look at the numbers that this kid's putting up, really, really impressive here. So pretty good pitching matchup. Now, the first thing that jumped out to me was the total, Pritch. 7.5 really juiced up under. And again, these interleague matchups, typically kind of the lack of familiarity, sometimes does benefit the pitchers. So it's kind of tougher. You know, as hitters, you want to see a pitcher more times to get more confidence, get your timing down. When you don't really see the opposing pitcher too much, advantage for the pitcher and therefore hurting the offense. So I like your play with Seattle, getting some plus money here. You know, they did open as low as, I think at one point, you know, San Diego got down to like minus 125, something like that. They've crept that back up a little bit, but using our VSiN.com/splits page, one thing I did notice, this is a contrarian play, Pritch. So one, if you throw at me a kind of a quasi hazmat play on Seattle today, I'm with you here. Okay. They're only getting about 32% of bets. The line hasn't moved too much. Yes, it's moved a couple cents here, but you know, it dipped a little bit. It's kind of come back. I think the play here would be Seattle or nothing, and I do lean a little bit to that under 7.5. and a half.
See, I didn't even know I had a hazmat play on my hands right there, Josh Applebaum, to be honest with you. It's like this guy has been great, really, when you think about Gilbert now. So my question to Josh Towers was going to be on air when we had him. Like you mentioned, interleague play is one thing, but how about when you're facing a team for the first time? Like, is that advantage pitcher or advantage lineup? You got the Padres slumping a little bit here, 3-7 their last 10 versus 7-3 for the Mariners. I'm thinking Gilbert gets some run support here, even though Clevinger's on the bump, though.
So just from a standpoint of how these teams have played recently, Pritch, you're totally right. You know, Seattle's played pretty well. They've won four of their last five. You know, obviously they played Oakland, who's been really struggling here, but you get a win last night, 8-2. One system that I was always kind of taught is like a dog off a win. It's kind of like a gambler's fallacy type thing. Like, I think looking at this game, you would think, oh, you know, Padres are the better team. They're at home. They have a better record. They have to win today because they lost the first one. But I think to me, you know, over time, what I've learned is, you know, hey, you can be at the roulette table and it can be red 10 times in a row, Pritch. Doesn't mean the 11th it has to be black. It could be red again. So I think to the point of, you know, San Diego's got to win and they're getting 70% of bets tonight. To me, I didn't play this game either way, Pritch, but I do think if you're making me pick a side, it would be buying low on a red hot Seattle team with a good pitcher on the bump with pretty much a line freeze. Again, only around 30% of bets. Line really hasn't moved at all. No matter what, Pritch, you know I'm rooting for Seattle. I'm rooting for you to cash this one tonight.
All right. Thanks for the support right there. Minus 120, the under 7.5 there in that game. Let's get to the Angels and Miami. Talked about this game a little bit, Josh. You have a play on this one as well.
I do. I kind of teased it a little bit earlier, but I like the Miami Fish quite a bit here today. And I know Josh Towers, big fan of our guy Alcantara, who again, plus 175 to win the Cy. Not the greatest payout, but hey, it's really him and really no one else is close right now. But number one, I like this movement toward Miami. So they open as low as like minus 125. They're up to minus 145. I got them at minus 130 at, it must have been like noon today, Pritch. So this line has moved even higher here over the last few hours. Again, late movement, always important. I always like it when the late movement is on the side that you bet on. If it goes the other way, you always kind of tend to get a little bit scared here. But Miami with Alcantara on the bump, this is a favorite low total. So the line is moving toward Miami as the favorite. It's trending toward the under. Seven juiced up under minus 115. Miami's won five straight. The Angels just got swept by Houston. No shame in that. Houston's a good team. But one little nugget here, Pritch. The LA Angels, when they're a dog, they're 5-21 this year. That's the worst record of any Major League Baseball team when they're a dog. So obviously when you're a dog, you're expected to lose the game, but there are teams that are competitive as dogs. There are teams that when you're a dog, you get taken to the woodshed, old Yeller style here, Pritch. So I think hopefully this is an Angels, you know, fade as a dog type system match. And oh, by the way, we do have the Cy Young favorite here on the bump. Yeah. So give me the Miami Marlins here. Interleague favorite line move, interleague move as well. I'll take Miami in this one. I really like this play toward the Fish. Tonight.
Okay, sometimes there's a difference between taken to the woodshed or behind the woodshed, Josh.
So you never want to go behind, Pritch. That's when it gets ugly.
never. Okay, Cleveland and Detroit. You got Cleveland minus 155. Nine is a total. What'd you see in this one?
So I saw a little movement toward Cleveland here, Pritch. You know, they open around minus 145. They're up to around minus 155, but I don't love laying a favorite on the road in the division. Again, we've seen the Tigers be pretty competitive here recently. They've had a bad year, but they've had a couple wins against the Guardians as of late. My angle is kind of a sneaky over here. You know, the total opened at a bunch of shops at 8.5. It got bet up to 9, and now it's 9 over minus 115. So it's always notable to me when you move a total at, you know, a half run one way or the other. Typically, like if you move 8.5 to 9, then it'll be like 9 even or 9 juiced up under. You'll kind of show your juice liability toward the previous number that you're at. But when you move up 8.5 to 9 and you're still juicing up the over, even though you've had to move up a half run, that tells me that even though, you know, a lot of wise guys who like the over 8.5 might have missed that number, it looks like they're still hitting the over 9. So I like the over 9 here, Pritch. It is a, you know, kind of a weather-based play as well. It's about 90 degrees. It's going to be a hot night here in Detroit. The wind is blowing out 10 miles an hour. And in terms of our VSiN bet splits, this was the biggest discrepancy that I found on today's board. Only 30% of bets are on this over, but it's taking in 75% of the money. That's a plus 45 smart money differential here. So I'm going to root for some runs here, Pritch. Give me the over 9. Again, very notable that it rose and still got juiced up over.
Okay, let's get to this next game because you are a brave man. It's Toronto and Oakland. Now, I don't know where you're going with your bet here. Toronto's minus 170, 8.5. Is a total. Oakland, they're currently 26.5 games back. I mean, come on. I was just up in the Bay Area. They are crossing their fingers that Oakland stays up there, Josh Applebaum. The over minus 115 here in this total, 8.5.
So instead of crossing their fingers, maybe they can show up to the games, Pritch. If you want to stick around in Oakland, their attendance is like 3,000 fans a night. So I'm actually hoping that Oakland actually moves to Vegas here. So when I get to Vegas, visit Vegas and hang out with you guys at the studio, mm-hmm. I'd love to see a retractable roof stadium, baseball stadium in Las Vegas. That'd be pretty cool. But this one here, Pritch, I'm going to go over here as well. I'm not going to lay the big minus number with the Jays. They actually opened like minus 180. They're down to minus 170. And again, the Athletics won last night. And again, everyone's betting the Blue Jays today, yet the line has fallen. So I don't really want any part with the money line, but I like the over. You know, it's really juiced up here. It was opened at 8, up to 8.5. It's very similar, my take on this total, as it is with the Detroit game. So you're 8.5, juiced up over minus 115. The wind is blowing out 10 miles an hour at the Coliseum here. And the two pitchers on the bump have kind of been bet against pitchers here in terms of their ERA. Kachuki, who was a offseason addition for Toronto, he's 3-4 3-4, 4.74 ERA. But in the month of June, his ERA is 7.17. Kachuki's been really getting knocked around here quite a bit. And Martinez, who's pitching for Oakland, is kind of a rookie type pitcher. He's only had a couple starts. His ERA is like 6. Also, Toronto, their bats were quieted last night, only put up a couple runs, but they are one of the best over teams this year in Major League Baseball. They were 45-35 to the over, but their last 22 games, they're 18-4 to the over. So we have a good over team. We have wind blowing out. We have juice movement to the over. We have two pitchers who have high ERAs. So again, if it's another 2-1 game, I'll just say, you know, hey, you can't win this one, but I'm going to go over here. Give me the over 8.5. I'm expecting a lot of runs at the Coliseum tonight.
Yeah, minus 115 out here too at South Point. Not bad right there. Josh, man, brave man right there. But again, you find this information and more on the Josh Applebaum Insights podcast. You get that Market Insight podcast each and every day. A WNBA play, maybe a highlight on your podcast today.
Yeah, so while you were gone, Pritch, actually, Ben Wilson and I had like a friendly wager. Ben was crushing his college baseball World mm-hmm. Series picks, and I was trying to, keep stick with him here with WNBA. So I'm going to go with WNBA tonight, the Storm and the Fever over. The total opened 158.5. It's up to 159 or 159.5. A couple things to like about this one. Steam to the over at least 1 point. You're 57% to the over. The Storm are the second best over team in the WNBA. The Fever are the worst defensive team in the WNBA, but also number 3 in terms of pace. And really fishy because these teams played just once this year, and it was a total of 130. It was a 73-57 game. So if they scored only 130 their first game, why is this total set like 30 points higher? It just doesn't make sense to me. It tells me they're expecting quite a few points here. So I'm going to go over in this one. Also, Pritch, rest in peace, Hammer and Hank, who's a huge titan in the sports betting industry, who was apprentice of Jimmy the Greek. I'd love to know their stories when they were sitting around the odds board.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great stories. I have to tap into Woody Page and some other longtime ESPN personalities right there to get some inside scoop. Great job today, Josh. The Edge coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.